Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. And I don't have any guests today. We're supposed to have Michael Tallinger, but we haven't been able to contact him for several days now. I hope he's not dead. He's probably not dead. At least I reckon so. Anyway, I could be wrong. Maybe he is dead. Either that or he's just using being dead as an excuse not to come on the show. Syria backs Russian plan to destroy chemical weapons. You know, I just love this. Let's get this article up on the old screen behind us. Hey, there we go. That'll be nice. The Syria situation is probably the one overarching news story that everybody's talking about nowadays, isn't it? You know, it's not entirely dissimilar to the Iraq buildup. You know, it's all over the media, constant barrage of information. So let's see what these people have got to say. And by the way, it's because we're broadcasting live in New Zealand, it's September 11th tomorrow. Doing any actions. Anybody else doing any actions on September 11th? You know, to remember something that happened like well over 10 years ago, like 12, nearly 13 years ago. Still, people don't know that it's an inside job. Is this freaking insane to me or what? And not to mention the Senate's voting on it on September 11th. You know, just to give it that kapow, that extra oomph, that extra as they're going to explode Syria into particleized dust, not unlike the World Trade Center. Confronted by the threat of US airstrikes, Syria swiftly welcomed the idea of turning over all of its chemical weapons for destruction, like the US is going to let them. They're like, oh, you had chemical weapons, yeah, we're going to send in our UN weapons inspectors. And yeah, like, we're sending somebody like with a name like an alien or something. I don't know, who would we send? Blix? Blix, yeah. Blix from planet... to confiscate them weapons. Capping a remarkable chain of events that started with a suggestion from Secretary of State John Kerry, who is George W. Bush's cousin, I think, incidentally ran against him for the presidential election in 2004 there. Incidentally, both of them are members of Skull and Bones, a secret fraternal order where you get a whole bunch of stock portfolios and nice cars and stuff like that and all the connections in Hollywood and whatever else that you want if you want to take over the freaking world. Yeah, John Kerry. Followed by a proposal from Russia and immediate endorsement by the UN Secretary General. And who was the first UN Secretary General? Wasn't it some kind of former Nazi party official or something like that? Became the first director of the United Nations, which incidentally, the land on which it was built was donated by John D. Rockefeller. You know, there's nothing nefarious going on here. The Obama administration, Obama, who incidentally was mentored by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who wrote a book called The Grand Chessboard about how you want to encircle the Middle East in order to create a geopolitical control over the region and a buffer zone between China and Russia, which they incidentally now have, and proposed a whole bunch of wars with a whole bunch of countries to take out in order to steal their resources, Syria being one of them, I believe. Continued to express deep skepticism about Syrian President Bashar. Oh, my God. They've actually called him a president as opposed to a dictator or a regime. Wait for it. There might be another word of regime right down in this article somewhere. President Bashar al-Assad's intentions, and the president pressed his efforts to gain congressional backing for U.S. military action, all of which who currently reside in the U.S. Congress, of course, are paid off by the military-industrial complex and will probably vote whichever way the money frickin' tells them to vote. Excuse me. Had something in my throat. It was BS. Telling you. But he faces a decidedly he'll fight and serious doubts by the American public. The American public's actually wise enough to realize that just another foreign war, which is a continuation of U.S. policy since maybe World War II, you know, been involved in on and off in conflicts since World War II, never declared war or anything like that, and they named the Department of War the Department of Defense, so people were thinking about defense and not war. Thank you, Edward Bernays. You're the Shiite Muslim. Today's developments could provide him with a way out of a messy political and foreign policy bind. I don't think Obama really cares about what looks messy or whatever. PDD 51, you ever heard of that? Presidential Directive 51 means the president's the dictator at any crisis, at any point, if involves the economy, the environment, or money, or whatever the heck. He can just, you know, suspend freedom and alleged democracy. So, you know, what does he care? What does he care? He can be a dictator if you want. Just as long as you call everybody else a regime, it'll be fine. Kerry told reporters in London early Monday that Assad could resolve the crisis surrounding the use of chemical weapons by surrendering control of, quote, every single bit of his arsenal to the international community by the end of the week. Hours later, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov promised to push its ally Syria to place its chemical weapons under international control and then dismantle them quickly to avert US strikes. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualem immediately embraced the proposal. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged acceptance. Okay, so you got the Americans working with the Chinese and the Russians against Syria. That's nice. I think that's good. By the way, Ban Ki-moon's Chinese. I wonder if he's a communist. But isn't everybody who gets to high political power in the Chinese communist state a communist by default kind of thing? And now he's the head of the United Nations, in essence, like the de facto world government. Yeah, I don't think that's a good move. It'd be much better if it was like the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, Helen Clark, who's a card-carrying Fabian socialist, who would, gently, but of course forcefully, usher everybody into a world government extermination program. That seemed to raise prospects for avoiding an expansion of the Syrian civil war, and spokesman said the administration would take a, quote, hard look at the proposal. But the matter was far from settled. So basically, we give you an out. Give us all your chemical weapons within a week, or we'll invade you. Okay, well, we'll give you all our chemical weapons. And they're like, yeah, but we may not just ask for all of your weapons and stuff like that. That might not be good enough. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to give us all your chemical weapons without promising to not invade you. Okay? And you don't have a choice. So, you know, just take the offer.
Does the words making an offer that you can't refuse mean anything to you bastards? Oh, I don't even know what these people are talking about, you know? You come to me on the day of my chemical attack.
But the matter was far from settled. The White House continued to build its case for action, with Obama taping 6 television network interviews for late Monday and administration officials briefing more members of Congress as they returned from summer recess. Obama will address the nation Tuesday night, and he'll probably say they've got weapons of mass destruction, and they're over there, and they're over there, and they're over there. We got the other weapons here. I don't know. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf, as opposed to Marie Korda, said the U.S. would consider the proposal with, quote, serious skepticism, because it might be merely a stalling tactic. She said Syria had consistently refused to destroy its chemical weapons in the past. Well, yeah, because they were threatened with massive invasion and the extermination of like a million of their frickin' citizens by foreign invading scum. In fact, she said, the developments made it even more important for Congress to authorize the use of force against Syria as a means for pushing Assad to actually get rid of chemical weapons stocks. So let me get this straight. Under threat of invasion, you need to get all your chemical weapons stocks depleted. And he goes, yeah, okay, we'll get rid of them. Well, we don't trust you, so we're going to invade you anyway to make sure you get rid of those chemical weapons, which you already promised that you would get rid of, which we demanded you if we threatened you with invasion, and so we're just going to invade you anyway. Am I the only person who seems like, I don't know, reasonable enough to see through the copious quantities of BS here? I mean, have IQs just dropped sharply in the last couple of days? How bad is this freaking situation? Really? Really? It's unbelievable. The US accuses Assad's government of being behind an attack using sarin gas in the Damascus suburb on August 21st, killing 1,429 people. Some other estimates of the deaths are lower, but there is wide agreement that chemical weapons were used. And it wasn't sarin gas. It was fluoride, potassium fluoride, and sodium fluoride, which are chemical weapons that are apparently very good for your teeth. And, of course, Hamilton City Council is having a referendum about whether or not they, after goodness knows how much work by anti-fluoride activists to get the stuff out of the water, they've now decided to call a referendum. So that the dumbed-down populace, who love their frickin' fluoride propaganda, will vote to have it put back in. You know, it's a really sad state of affairs when you see that your people are so dumb that they actually vote to have chemical weapons put in their water. Come on. Come on. Anybody else brains hurt? You know what I'm saying? When you see something so freaking stupid, so asinine, so incredibly evil, and everybody rushes towards it to embrace it with open arms as if they really want to die, as if they really want to be slaves. Oh, man, that's a real tough reality to break to deal with. Methinks. In an interview with American journalist Charlie Rose that was broadcast Monday on CBS this morning. See, I CBS this morning because, you know, it's the morning and I'm reading mainstream news. Assad denied responsibility, accused the Obama administration of spreading lies without providing, quote, a single shred of evidence. Well, isn't that what presidents do? Spread lies without shreds of evidence? I mean, after all, I mean, how else would you tell lies to people, you know, with false manufactured BS? I mean, I think that's how they do it, kind of thing. And warned that airstrikes against his nation could bring retaliation. What are you going to do, Assad? You know, what are you going to do? You got the US, which is like the largest, most technologically advanced, most expensive army in the world that's like four times bigger than the nearest largest army, and I think it has more troops and technology and stuff like that than the four next biggest competitors or whatever. Number four, of course, being Israel, which is incidentally US armed and given like $3 billion worth of aid and weapons and stuff like that every year. So you got the fourth biggest army and the largest army against your little Assad. They're going to blow the Shiite out of your country. They're going to blow your Assad right off. I don't mean to be joking about this, because this is a serious situation. You know, people are thinking, well, how can this not be a serious situation? I don't know. Pressed on what might include Assad. Sorry. Pressed on as to what that might include, Assad responded, I'm not a fortune teller. Really? Well, I'm a doom teller. And you're kind of doomed. We'll be right back after the break at TiffanyEastwoodShow.com, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you go anywhere.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. Getting back into this article here. I've forgotten where exactly I was up to, so we'll start from a randomly picked spot. Later, Syria's foreign minister meeting with his Russian counterpart in Moscow addressed the idea of getting rid of chemical weapons by saying, quote, Syria welcomes the Russian proposal out of concern for the lives of the Syrian people, the security of our country, and because it believes in the wisdom of the Russian leadership that seeks to avert American aggression against our people, said El Moalem. Oh, wait, hold on a second. That was the wrong accent. And said Lavrov, yeah, here, there we go, there's the Lavrov. If the establishment of international control over chemical weapons in that country would allow avoiding strikes, we will immediately start working with Damascus. U.S. officials in Washington initially said that they were surprised by Kerry's comments. U.S. officials surprised by a stupid scumbag's comments. He was a member of a number of secret societies and is quite likely a evil pedophile of some description. They're surprised. Mm. Which came at a news conference with British Foreign Secretary William Hague. I wonder if he's related to the International Criminal Court. And in response to a question about what, if anything, Assad could do to stop the U.S., from punishing it for the use of chemical weapons. Oh, they're punishing another country. Right. Under international law, is it legal to invade somebody? For any reason? No. Not unless they attack you first. And considering the US is backing the rebels, giving them weapons, and supporting Al-Qaeda in the region, doesn't that mean that the US is kind of already invaded? See, this is the real problem with geopolitics. Particularly geopolitics is understood through the lens of the mainstream media, is that the US is already at war with Syria, isn't it? Except they use covert means. They make sure that they weaken you way before they even invade, so that you've got nothing to resist with. You know, the Syrian army is having problems putting down a bunch of rebels. What do you think they're going to be able to put up in terms of resistance against a shock and awe, practically mini nuke a whole frickin' city block and vaporize it like it was a mist in the morning type attack? What the frick are they going to do? You know? This is the serious situation we're talking about here. Okay. How can people even fall for this again? Okay. I'm only 28. I haven't lost my memory yet. Maybe a few more years wearing aluminium deodorants will change that. But in the meantime, I am not suffering from amnesia, which is, incidentally, an American colony in French Polynesia. And as a result of not suffering from amnesia, I remember the BS leading up to the Iraq War. I remember the constant repetition of crap all over the television screens and the newspapers and the web and so on and so forth. I remember the huge quantity of lies that were told to the American public. I remember the huge quantity of propaganda that was just assailing the American public all over network television, you know, war on terror, war on Iraq. Because everybody was just like freaked out by 9/11 virtually just happening, you know, burned into their memory, scorched onto their retinas. Absolutely blackened the soul of the people of the United States, saying, "We united we stand so that we can bomb everybody else who's innocent and had nothing to do with the attacks in the first frickin' place," even admitted by our own officials. I remember that all of it. Well, not all of it. There's bound to be things that I've forgotten. But the general rule is still the same, is it not? These people, if you can even call them that, are using the precise same playbook as a lead up to Iraq, which was an illegal war. And I guarantee you, Syria itself, also going to be an illegal war. Incidentally, they'll find out that it was actually the rebels, or the Americans, or something like that, who used all those chemical weapons. And I bet you they probably purchased said chemical weapons from the United States anyway. Who else makes sarin gas? I think there's only really one country that I can think of. I could be wrong. There might be heaps of other people manufacturing sarin gas, you know, in some deep underground, I don't know, mud shack made of cow dung or something like that that they got out there in the deep deserts of the Golan Heights or some crap like that, you know. Hey, guys, you made that sarin gas yet? Yeah, man. Just get us a milk tanker or something. We'll ship it right out to you. I don't understand why it is that people think that any Middle Eastern country of any kind could really be some kind of a global threat. I mean, when was the last time Middle Eastern countries even attacked anybody? You know, really think about this. I think Iran hasn't attacked anybody in like 300 years. They've been attacked a number of times, including by US-backed Iraq during the Iraq-Iran war, which Iran won, and Iraq said that they won. And I think Saddam Hussein built these two massive scimitar swords over the road in Baghdad somewhere in order to say that, yes, we won, you know, and his eyes kind of dodgily shifted from side to side as he said it. You know, but I don't know where I'm going with this. Never mind. Syria welcomes the Russian proposal out of concerns for the lives of the Syrian people, the security of our country, and because it believes in the wisdom of Russian leadership that seeks to avert American aggression against our people. Now, that's the defense minister of Syria. He's saying our people are under threat by the US. Okay? Nobody's threatening to invade the US. Has Syria ever threatened the US? No. Have they been, I don't know, attacked by the US thus far? Yes, they have. And of course, it doesn't matter. US officials in Washington initially said they were surprised by Kerry's comments, which came at a news conference with British Foreign Secretary William Hague. And in response to a question about what, if anything, Assad could do to stop the US from punishing it for the use of chemical weapons. Sure, Kerry replied. He could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Turn it over, all of it, without delay, and allow a full and total accounting for that. But he isn't about to do it, and it can't be done, obviously. So let me get this straight. The only thing that you believe that you're allowing him to do is something that is technically impossible for him to do. Meet our demands that are impossible, or we're going to invade you. Doesn't that just sound like you would just want to invade them, you know? Which means you've got probably some kind of other agenda happening on there, you know? In a speech today, Obama's national security advisor, Susan Rice, I wonder if she's a relative of Condoleezza Rice. I don't know. Susan Rice reiterated that the president had decided it is in U.S. interests to carry out limited strikes. What do you mean? Are you going to incorporate them first, you know? U.S. Strikes Limited. And, hey, whoa, I can make a lot of money off of that, actually. I could invade Syria under my brand name of U.S. Strikes Limited. You know, maybe Halliburton will give me a contract. And the State Department moved to play down Kerry's comments. Quote, Secretary Kerry. Oh, I like the rhyming there. Secretary Kerry. Secretary Kerry. Oh, yeah. Obama was making a rhetorical argument about the impossibility and unlikelihood of Assad turning over chemical weapons he has denied that he used. Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki, that's Psaki with a P, of course, said in an email sent to reporters, quote, His point was that this brutal dictator, there we are, with a history of playing fast and loose with the facts.
A person in the US administration accusing somebody else of playing fast and loose with the facts.
I'm sorry, that wasn't a joke, was it? Or is it? Because I could turn it into a joke.
Cannot be trusted to turn over chemical weapons, otherwise he would have done so long ago.
All right, so it's like you go up to a bully and you've got a gun and the bully's unarmed. And you say to him, I'm going to kill you unless you stop being a bully. And he goes, okay, well, I'll stop being a bully then. They say, but you would have done that long ago if you're going to do it at all. Bang! See? They're not giving you a freaking out!
You know, I don't know. How anybody can read this tripe and actually believe anything that it says. Man. This realization's just hitting me now. How freaking stupid people are. How corrupt the mainstream media is. Like, it's... Oh, my God. I could have read this article in, like, 5 minutes, but I'm trying to fill in the blanks with commentary. Stuff that actually freaking matters. And I'm still not even halfway through.
Al-Mualem's statement appeared to mark an acknowledgement by Damascus that it possesses chemical weapons and reflected what appeared to be an attempt by Assad to avoid the US military attack. I mean, gosh dang right he's trying to avoid an attack. I mean, come on. You see, did you even see what the US did to Iraq? You even see it? Now a quarter of the babies are born deformed? What? A quarter of its children are born deformed because of U.S. depleted uranium and other weapons. Okay? They found the massive chemical bunkers and everything like that Iraq had, and they went inside, and they found out that every single frickin' crate full of chemical, deadly, world-ending frickin' poison was marked with made in the USA. And so they detonated those weapons bunkers to conceal the evidence, and then claimed that all the chemical fallout and everything else that was inside those things was just a pure coincidence that all the frickin' troops came home with Gulf War syndrome. But it remained to be seen whether the statement represented a genuine goodwill gesture by Syria or simply an attempt to buy time. Al-Mualem and Lavrov had not reacted to Kerry's comments, but when they spoke to reporters immediately after the meeting, but Lavrov appeared before television cameras several hours later to say Moscow would urge Syria to quickly place its chemical weapons under international control and then dismantle them. If the establishment of international control over chemical weapons in that country would allow avoiding strikes, we will immediately start working with Damascus, Lavrov said. We are calling on the Syrian leadership to not only agree on placing chemical weapons storage sites under the international control, but also on its subsequent destruction and fully joining the Treaty on Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, he said. There's a treaty on prohibition of chemical weapons, you say? And is the U.S. following that? Do they have chemical weapons, you know? Do they have dangerous bioweapons labs that are like level 4, level 6 or something like that, you know, with the most deadly viruses and going to wipe out mankind in like 20 minutes? Well, I mean, am I overreacting here? Am I? I don't think I am. Like, I think that I'm taking this situation with an appropriate level of sarcasm. Really. The situation's fracked. Much like everybody else. Guaranteed it's part of the global agenda. The global agenda. And if anybody's listening to this and you don't know about the global agenda, I wonder how the heck you found this show. That's all we talk about. What else is there? But the global agenda, everything ties into it. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about house prices, doesn't matter whether we're talking about finance companies or churches or sports or museum openings or the Queen or anything. Everything ties in to this great global agenda. Hey, and I haven't even covered the Australian election cycle either. Again, all part of the global agenda. We'll be monitoring this one with great interest. Oh, an Australian Prime Minister gets elected, promises a whole bunch of stuff, and of course, first day he comes out, whatever his promises were, they won't be promised or delivered anymore. We'll be right back after the break at thebunnyeastwoodshow.com.
Oh, no, no.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come.
That's better. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And here's another article for you. Key hints at moral support for US on Syria. I don't see. I always find the irony of this. John Key talking about moral support for anything. Look, you can't give anybody moral support if you don't have any morals, Mr. Key. Come on. Prime Minister John Key strongly hinted yesterday that the government would off the United States moral support for any punitive strike. There is a typo there. That the government would off the United States. I love that. Moral support, that's supposed to be offer the United States moral support for any punitive strike it took against Syria over the gassing of civilians. And of course, you know, surveilling New Zealanders, acting at the behest of Warner Brother movie executives and so on and so forth. That's cool, you know. I mean, this is an expected move, okay, by me anyway. Okay, people are like, oh, how could John Key support this evil strike? It'd be crazy. Look, the guy's not sane, okay? He's not a nice guy. He's not your pedigree chum. He's an evil person, an evil, lying, manipulative puppet of the U.S. Okay? The USA. It's just what he does. He also said the issue would be debated in the New Zealand Parliament through a ministerial statement, but he was not proposing to put any statement to a vote. Yeah, of course, he'll just do it unilaterally, you know, because he works on the US monologue. The US Congress is due to debate this week an authorizing motion, an authoritarian motion, the motion of the ocean with the commotion for a military strike against Syria, with the Senate voting possibly on Thursday, New Zealand time, and the White House voting this week or next. Oh, sorry, the House with the more gangsters than you can shake a stick at, yo. Mr. Key made his comments at his post-cabinet press conference. Post-cabinet press conference. I do wonder what they talk about behind the scenes. You know, they got all these cameras on them and all these microphones. And that's when they issue these public statements. And, you know, they've all got it written up, practiced, rehearsed, so on and so forth. And then they generally don't let anything juicy slip, which is why these press conferences are so freaking boring, because they never tell you anything worth hearing about, really. They just tell you the BS that they're doing and don't tell you the BS reasons why they're doing it. I guess, you know, that's kind of New Zealand in a nutshell, isn't it? We're just going to destroy you, all of you, and not tell you why, and not really have any justification for what we're doing anyway. So, you know, frack the lot of yous, basically. That's the parliamentary swing vote. I'm also getting really upset today. Really upset. I just see these people in Syria, you know, they're dying, there's a civil war. I know the US is behind the civil war and financing both sides of it and everything, just like they always do. The banksters and everything are just taking control of the freaking planet, getting all their cronies involved, all their John Key, Wall Street, bankster types and so on and so forth, pledging moral support even though they haven't got any freaking morals to support. They couldn't even support a house of cards. It's just really wearing on me, man. I mean, really. And also another thing, I was looking through my YouTube, you know, my Facebook's blocked and everything, so everybody now you know why. I can't seem to get back into it. I don't know what the heck the problem is. But anyway, in lieu of being able to social network now, I've been looking through comments on my YouTube channel. And, you know, one person, like, I've got this this thing on my thing. I need, like, 500 people to donate $5 a month, right? 500 people donating $5 a month. And I will be financially able to do so much work, it won't even be funny, you know? I'll be able to travel down to Wellington to actually go to, you know, Parliament protests and so on and so forth. I'll be able to take a plane down to Christchurch to film some of the quake damage and the BS that they're going through with their council down there. They're full-on Agenda 21-izing the Shiite Muslim out of the city. I've got a couple of friends in, like, Dunedin and Invercargill that I'd like to take a visit with and go into their radio studios and do interviews and things of that nature. You know, I really want to be able to travel around the country a little bit on occasion to be able to support other areas of the nation because there's really only one person in this country who's doing this kind of work, you know, doing the radio and doing the YouTube on a daily basis, and that's me, you know, like it or lump it, ladies and gentlemen. And I get this comment from this person on the YouTube channel saying the only reason why you want 500 YouTube subscribers, 500 people giving $5 a month is so that you can sit on your ass promoting BS conspiracy theories and do nothing. Go get a job. And my God. Dude, do you work 70, 80 hours a week? When was the last time you had a day off? You know? How many protests have you attended? Like, how many public meetings have you filmed and gotten up on air? Would you say it's over 2,500 videos so far? Would you say it's anything like that? Do you have any idea how much effort actually goes into this? How much huge quantity of workload? How much thinking I actually really have to do? How much talking with people, how much listening, and so on and so forth, and the editing processing, and the website's fracking up on me, and nobody helping me or anything like that, you know? You don't have any idea, son. Okay? And most people don't have any idea just how hard I actually have to work just in order to keep this radio show going and keep the YouTube videos going up. Trust me. You got no idea. It's very, very difficult sometimes. You know, I'm just... I get to the point sometimes where, and I'm sure everybody gets this, just in every normal job, where you're like so tired, you just need a holiday, man. You know, you just want to take like a couple of weeks just off, like off, you know. Turn off the computers, turn off the cell phone, unplug the phone, and just do nothing. You know, maybe you get your house in order a little bit, do cleaning up. I've been doing water blasting outside, you know. Friend of mine dropped off his water blaster, and it's kind of like it's almost therapeutic and hypnotic doing a little bit of water blasting, especially when you're doing huge areas of it and getting all the filth scrubbed off. And it's not entirely dissimilar to how I perform my work function. You know, doing the radio show and editing YouTube videos and so on and so forth together. It is a slow going process for which you can see continual progress and continual evidence of the work that you have done. And for somebody to tell me to go get a job or to accuse me of being lazy or anything like that, it's just... I don't know whether or not to be frustrated or angry or just laugh at the person and just, you're retarded. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. And you're not accomplishing anything helping humanity, are you? You're just a freaking slave. You love paying your slave taxes, living in your slave block apartment with your slave wife and your slave kids, watching your slave television, washing your hair with your slave shampoo, and then washing it down with your slave conditioning. You know, it's just frack off. Piece of trash. And this is actually something I've been really kind of looking at as a very serious option now. In fact, I've been practicing this for a couple of weeks, is to remove comments like that are disparaging and frustrating and angering for me, and then block said person who made said comment. Remove the comment and then block said motherfracker. Oh, yeah. It's like I feel powerful. I feel powerful enough to... stop people who are real douchebags who don't know what the heck they're talking about from commenting on my videos continuously, spitting poison and venom at me so I don't have to deal with that shit. Be quite nice. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnyeatonshow.com.